Or it could just be like...
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Wombat Radio. Today we're speaking with Nat Abbott for the second time. Hi, Nat.
Hi, Matt.
Well, that's our intro. Maybe we can start with what you're thinking about, or what's bugging you, what's going around in your brain and body and discussions. And...
Well, the hot topic is arts funding, I suppose. It's like I'm thinking about and have been thinking about for a while, mostly because I'm in this space now of not being an emerging artist, but also not really a mid-career artist. I was doing like an application recently and it was for like early mid-career artists. So I guess I'm just thinking about like labeling, yeah, how we label ourselves as artists and like how organizations have like decided to create labels for artists so that we can be categorized and then put up against other people, which is fine. I'm fine with that, but I've just been thinking about it a lot and, yeah, being in this weird space of, like, early mid-career where you're... it's kind of like you're in the middle of a swimming pool and you can't see the end either side if you're underwater, which is kind of a nice feeling. It's like almost free.
Yeah, but, you also
but at the same time, it's like, you also can't breathe or something like
or
that.
Or take a
yeah, or
break.
You don't know where the next breath of air is going to come from.
Yeah. Somehow you've got nothing to lean on for you.
Yeah. Yeah, but lots of things floating around or something. Yeah, so I guess I'm kind of in that space at the moment, which has been like a bit interesting.
It's pretty interesting to know... to like have to construct what it is that you are, but have to use the terminology that is bestowed upon us.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I also don't have a, like, I don't know if I have a problem with it, but I'm just like learning what it means. And I think in a way there's certain like expectations or pressures that I don't know if they come with those labels or if I've just made them up myself. Yeah. But yeah.
Is that why you're becoming a DJ?
Maybe. I just like dancing to dance music, to techno. And I thought it might be cool to find some skills to get the party started. A different creative outlet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing some learning to do a little bit of DJing. I have only done like 2 lessons and I didn't pay that much attention, but yeah, I'm also doing lots of dancing and I guess performance practice with a friend, with Harriet Gillies. Because we liked each other and we were like, let's work together, let's make some work together.
So what's that, what does that mean? How's that coming about?
Well, it's interesting because Harriet's a theatre maker, or she comes from a theatre background and I'm from a dance background. So we've only spent 10 days in a studio together and the first few days we're really working out like how the hell we work together because yeah, we both work so differently. But something I've been learning a lot from Harriet is like that from her perspective, finding a structure is like super important. And I guess I work actually like that in my own practice, but my practice is more about like mapping out a space, whereas hers is about having like a structure that relates to not necessarily things that have happened before, but yeah, like how to fit a work within a structure that's readable and can make sense like that. So yeah, we kind of figured out a few ways of working together. And we've come up with some pretty funny images. So we're going to just keep playing, which is nice.
And what do you anchor your... interests on in that collaboration?
In that collaboration, we actually did the residency last year together with Marina Abramovic, and then we did another residency in Tasmania, Situate Art in Festivals, in January, and then we were like, oh, we got along really well. We both like pop culture. We had like kind of a good back and forth, you know, dialogue about art, but also just about life things. And so I guess we've been looking at, we started with pop culture, and then, which I guess is just like, it's there, it's buzzy. Then we went into the internet, then we went into the women we love to hate, then we went into, well, particular women that people love to hate, like the Kardashians, who actually I kind of, not secretly, kind of love. I've never watched the show, but I've got Kimoji. Have you seen that? It's like Kim Kardashian's emoji app. It's really good. I'll have to send you one.
I had heard about Kimoji, but I thought it was like Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. Well, well, I told one of my friends about it, and then they were like, I had to Google it, and then they sent a picture of Kim Jong-il. I was like, ah, oh, that's great. Yeah, so I don't know. Then we were looking at, yeah, how we frame things, and we've been listening to lots of podcasts about Instagram and social status on social media and how that kind of works. And, yeah, just hanging out, going, I have this idea, and then trying it, because also it's nice to have ideas and just try them to see if they work. That's actually been a big part of my practice since, like, I did the residency with Marina, because we had this one day where she was like, okay, everybody, write down all your good ideas on separate pieces of paper, put them in a pile, write down all of your bad ideas on separate pieces of paper, put them in a pile, and then chuck out the good ideas and only do the bad ones. And I thought that was really funny, because I have a lot of ideas, the majority of my ideas that I think are quite bad, or, you know, maybe a bit too hard to try. And I was like, well, how do I think laterally to make things that might be hard actually happen? And yeah, so I've been thinking about that a lot as well.
How do you try? How do you think laterally?
I guess in a way, when you have limitations and you still really want to do something, then you find a way to make that happen.
And is it? Do you feel like it's a different something, or it still does get there?
It's different, but I feel like you can still make it happen or allude to that same action happening. Don't you think?
Yeah.
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 And sometimes, I think in some ways, like, it makes it more interesting, because yeah, you've had to go through the struggle of figuring out yeah, how to actually execute your idea, and not being able to do it the way you want to, and then finding a way to make it happen anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, almost like it's forced iteration.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder where the tipping point is there, because they say that necessity is the mother of invention. It's a saying that I...
Yeah.
But then there also has to be a limit where a lack of resources just leads to a complete breakdown of potential.
Yeah, I agree. That, yeah. But I think that also is a thing that we're dealing with right now in the arts. And it's going to be really interesting to see what happens from now on, and how people can continue, and how, yeah, I mean,
I also wonder if live performance, which is what we're working on so often, if it's outlived its time, and that, and all the like taking away of resources and whatever are just a response to that it's outlived its time.
I think that's pretty radical. I don't think so. I think people want a experience, a physical experience, an embodied experience, and we have that less and less. And it's interesting, like, the internet and this digital world, like, because in a way we use these iPhones and phones and whatever digital devices to connect. Mm. So in a way we're more connected with other people than ever before, but it's also a vacuum of just, like, mindlessness. Mm. So, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it hasn't... I feel like performance is important to bring people together.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I definitely want more of it.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're finished with the things that we were talking about 2 years ago?
I can't remember what we were talking about, but I feel like, you know, as an artist, like, I would be looking back in my books from 2 years ago and I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm still interested in, like, these ideas.
Yeah, and being, like, held off the ground for 45
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, I am. So. I'm working on a new show at the moment called Limitless, and the idea was to fly. I've been thinking about flying a lot, and I was going to be suspended by a rope and a circus rigger and stuff, but it didn't work out because I couldn't work with a circus rigger at the time that I had my development and blah blah blah. So I got a bunch of people to come in and help lift me to fly, and I think that that's just, like, the very first moment of what I was talking about before, like, thinking, finding different ways to make the same thing happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, I am actually still really interested in being lifted off the ground.
I always thought it would be really cool, even if it was just, like, some kind of iron suit that was underneath your clothes and there were electromagnets under the floor or in the ceiling, whatever, that could just...
hover.
Yeah, they could just hover you in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
Which is exactly like those pens that you can get from novelty stores that kind of...
oh, really?
...in the middle.
Oh, I've never seen them.
The outside is a magnet. Or you can get a globe, actually, that... sits on top and it hovers.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
Hovering is cool.
Yeah, I actually got one of those hoverboards as well, which isn't actually a hoverboard, but it's just...
such a shame.
...a segue without the middle handle thing. Yeah. It's fun, but also I injured myself the first time I went on.
Oh, no.
I reversed into... I was going down the hallway and I reversed into the skirting board and I couldn't stop reversing, so I kept, like, banging into the skirting board. Yeah.
That's probably quite common.
Probably, yeah. And then I got paranoid that it was going to blow up.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, but it hasn't yet, so.
So Limitless is the, you're just working on one work at a time?
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm working on
Endless
the work
amounts.
With Harriet. The collaboration, and then Limitless is, it's also a collaboration with a bunch of other people.
I'm interested in the story that you're starting to construct for yourself in the middle of the pool.
Yeah.
Because I've experienced a similar thing. That somehow you've pushed off and that's gotten you a certain amount, but, like, you can't see the other end. And then somehow I feel, present tense, some kind of slowing down or treading water or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's true, if there's just not enough things around me that I see going past for me to realise that I'm still moving forward.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think that, like, when I was first starting out, and then I ended up taking a couple of my works around, I was thinking, yeah, great, like, this is going to keep happening. But, and it might, you know, it probably will. I'll probably still work to make those opportunities happen for myself. but maybe it'll just be a little bit slower, which I'm also fine with. And I think that planning and imagining and seeing into the future is all just an illusion anyway.
Mm.
And that maybe the slowing down also comes at a time, or the slowing down, or the not the slowing down, but like being in the middle of the pool comes at a time for people in, well, for myself, it has come at a time where I'm like also in this weird context of age, being very aware of age because I'm about to turn 30, and just being, and for some reason that's like a big thing, and yeah, all of the extra psychological kind of things that come with that. Yeah, but what was the question?
Oh, the question never really matters. I'm also interested, I was speaking with Joe Lloyd this morning about the kind of training required for the kind of dance that is being made.
Yeah.
And that there's a disconnect between the kind of training that's being offered in that morning class and the kind of dance shows that people end up making. And I wonder, because a lot of the shows that you make are still super physical, but maybe a morning dance class is not the best way to keep prepared for them. And I wonder about your training and your physical investment and your embodiment. And
I guess I'm working more conceptually, and physicality is super important, but I think that I'm using choreography as a way to understand like all of the training that I've done and why I did that and what it's all about, you know, like, yeah,
definitely,
I guess. And why other people do other things, and you know, making friends and getting to know people and trying to understand that as well, maybe. But yeah, that I don't know, I haven't been to any dance art schools in a while. But yeah, I imagine from my training, the training that I did, I imagine that it's still quite similar, and that, yeah, there is definitely a disconnect, which is a bit of a, it's a bit odd.
Yeah,
I was talking with Harriet, sorry.
Yeah,
and she was, that's my friend who I'm working with at the moment, and she was saying, you know, like, they admit so many students into art school knowing that there's not a lot of jobs on the other side, and is that ethical? Although I guess people don't also go to art school just to get a job, they go to art school because they're interested in art.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And also you don't have to go to art school to be an artist or to be interested in art. Yeah, there's all these things at play, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely, like, that education is not about employment. Education is about further understanding and knowledge and training and
yeah,
meeting people and even other knowledge systems, other ways of knowing. Yeah, it's hard to remember, because I feel like we keep marching towards ultimate monetization of all things, which means that any investment you put in, you want a return on that investment. But it's a good thing to remember that sometimes you just learn about things because you're interested, not because it should be a form of income.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, of course.
But these are the things, like, when you're reminded, you're like, yeah, of course. Like, when you just reminded me, I was like, yeah, hey, yeah. there was something that you said before that I wanted to ask about. I've forgotten.
That's all right. This is a bit of a thinking out loud
session. Yeah, definitely. Have you come across any insights as to when you were talking before about the training that you did and why you did that training and why other people do other training?
Well, I guess because people choose to do that.
But you chose to do...
Yeah, I chose to do dancing. I would say I definitely chose that.
Because I feel like really I just chose to leave a small town.
In a way, yeah, I did. Well, my town wasn't small, but it was like suburban, which is, there's nothing wrong with the suburbs. I love the suburbs. But yeah, I chose to leave there. And I liked not being there, but I also enjoyed dancing, which is a lot of what I did at university. Lots of dancing. And then I just stayed because I liked it. I love it. Yeah. But I mean, of course, there's other things, like once you left your small town, you could have chosen other things, but you continued.
Yeah.
So well, in I a guess... way, without being like, I choose dance, you did choose it. But yeah, I mean, I just think that it's interesting that people can, we're lucky enough, or, you know, we're in a position where, I don't know if I would say lucky, but we have a position where we can design our life.
That's true. Mobility and self-determinism is rare in the world. Like, it's quite a privilege.
Yeah.
To know enough to know that you can do and be something else.
Yeah.
Of the few projects that you're working on and of all the things that you're thinking about, do you have any great, like a big overarching hope for all of your efforts?
No, I don't. I think I just keep working because I'm interested in working like this. Like, I mean, I don't know if... I feel like it's a pretty normal experience to be questioning that all the time, you know, like, what the hell am I doing? But if the impulse is to continue to work and to continue to be interested and to continue to invest, then I want to do that. And so I guess there's no, like, hope in a sense that I have no idea where it's leading or anything. But I guess... hope. No, just to continue to invest in the things I'm interested in. And that might not always be dance and choreography and art. And I'm cool with it changing. And going, I feel like it's important for me to go other places and then come back.
Just talking about continuing on investing what you're interested in.
Yeah, but I just have been thinking a lot about, like, I've had to look at other female artists that are older than me that are still practicing, that have had like families because they wanted to, and I feel like that's something that I would want to do, you know, in my life. But as a female artist, it's really scary because I feel like if I do that, then people will forget about me. Or there's like this anxiety that I leave everything that I've been doing and investing in for so long behind. And I guess that's a scary thing, but that's also like not true that you get forgotten. You know?
I sometimes, it's not the same amount as all, but I sometimes feel that way when I go and do different projects as a different role.
Yeah.
Like Desert Body Creep, I'm just operator for that.
Yeah.
Or next year I'm composing music for Expressions, but that's just, sorry, later this year. Yeah, but that's just, then it's very easy and people will say to me, oh, you're doing this instead.
Yeah.
There's not an idea that things happen as well.
Yeah, 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 exactly. It's like, oh, now you're done with that part of it and you're doing something else, which is also fine. But yeah, there's some kind of anxiety in that if that's not what you want, or yeah, the perception of others. But I think ultimately, as long as you are committed to your own vision, whatever that is, like
it's hard to know what that is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is hard to know what that is, but I guess you have to sit with questions, you know. You have to always be critical of your own practice and of what you're investigating. And I think it's important to continue to ask myself questions, you know, like, why are you doing this? Why are you invested in that particular thing? How are you going to make this happen? Why is it important that this happens? Who's going to care?
I ask myself that question every day. For some things...
And does it matter if people care or not?
Yeah. Well, I guess economically, if you do something that people care about enough to pay for it, then the person who's giving you a house will care enough to let you keep living in their house because you can provide them money. But if you do something that people care about not enough to pay for it, then, like, how does that care follow on? So the care as a currency, I guess, or interest, yeah, as a currency. Have you worked out how to balance between complete generous belief in yourself and constantly questioning?
Fluctuates. Yeah. And it's never it just always is always different, I guess. Cool.
Yeah, from Tokyo. Went into a shop, like a workwear shop.
Yeah. Oh wow, they're great.
And a couple of people saw me, like this white dude, walk into a shop that's just their version of, I guess, King G or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And they came in and they interviewed me on,
that on is video so camera. Funny.
And then...
Because they thought you were living there or something?
I think they were doing a story on...
White people.
maybe. The exoticization of what's normal. It turned out to be TBS, which is their like main news, like Channel 9 news, and it was on their like human interest segment at the very end of a news evening.
Oh, wow, that's so funny.
I know. It was really funny. And so I, like, you hear me, you see me talking, but then you hear me being overdubbed in Japanese as well.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. Is that online?
Yeah.
That's funny. I'm
gonna... It's on my YouTube. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
thanks for that extra little interesting bit.
That's all right.
The words for them? Or, like, have the feelings that would turn into thoughts if there was conversation around.
Yeah.
Thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's also that thing, like, people don't talk about everything and it's just, like, we should. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe because they think that they're the only one experiencing